Yo. Listening to Youth Radio.
Youth Radio.
Youth Radio.
Youth Radio.
Youth Radio.
Youth Radio's the bomb, man.
As winter draws nearer, many families will be checking their household energy use to curb costly electric and gas bills. Youth Radio's Anthony Harigi grew up in sunny Southern California and has never worried much about where energy comes from and how much he uses. But after a recent trip to his parents' hometown in Mexico, he begins to reflect on why he never questions his energy use.
This is the sound of convenience in my house. Microwave, television, computer, stereo. We use these appliances a lot. My 14-year-old brother Alexis is the main culprit. He leaves the lights on and appliances unattended. I, on the other hand, try not to waste that much energy. I caught him upstairs playing on the computer and a handheld video game called a DS at the same time.
I'm not on the computer and the DS at the same time, only computer and TV.
And then you play on the DS and then you're on the TV at the same time, or the computer and the TV at the same time. Or the computer and the DS at the same time, or the computer, the TV, and the DS at the same time.
No, that's crazy.
You do that.
You're the one who does it.
I use it more than you?
Of course. You sleep with the radio on and you don't turn it off until the morning.
That's not true.
You told me five times.
Okay, maybe we both use more energy than necessary. But my parents have tried to teach us to be mindful about energy. They grew up in a totally different era in a small town in Mexico.
I used to pick up the manure of the cow and also the manure of the donkeys.
Here's my dad talking about his first lesson in energy.
I was like 7 years old. And I used to sell it in a place where they use the manure to burn it. So that was the energy that, besides the wood, you know, but sometimes it's hard to get wood in a certain time of the year.
That's the gas delivery man in my dad's hometown, Jalostotitlan. He's saying, gas. He's shouting out the window of his truck to sell tanks of gas to the townspeople. This summer, I visited my family there, and I learned a lot about energy in a new way. The scenery in this town is quite different from my neighborhood in Los Angeles. I see sandy streets, red brick houses, and large open ranches. I also noticed something bizarre. On the rooftops of many houses, there are large metallic panels. I stopped by my neighbors to ask, what's it all about? The person who answers the door is an elderly lady named Guillermina González. She tells me the panels are her solar-powered water heating system. She says that over the past 25 years, she has conserved not only gas, but also tons of money. It seems that energy use is on people's minds here, more than L.A. This makes me wonder, am I an energy brat? When I'm home in L.A., I even complain about going outside to put my clothes in the washing machine. Here at my grandma's in Jalisco, I'm getting used to being in the washing machine.
And now I'm doing laundry. Here is all hand washed. You get the water from this water reserve, the inside of a toilet. It's like a little pump, and when the water runs out, it refills. And I just scrub.
When you go through trouble getting something, then you really appreciate, you know, then when you have it.
I've always had energy in my fingertips, so I haven't really thought about where it comes from or how much I use. My parents have had it harder, and maybe that's where they get their mentality about energy.
Like, I don't know if you remember where your mother used to live. On the top of the hill, she used to go down there to get the water. She had to walk a lot to get some water. So now when you guys or me even use a lot of water, she really got upset because she knew how hard it was to get the water. And now that we have the water, sometimes we waste it.
I always thought my mom was just tripping on me whenever I left the water running, but now I understand the chill that must run through her spine when she sees me waste water. Now that I'm back in LA, I'm more dedicated to saving energy. Not only do I turn off the lights, but I even caught myself looking through articles on energy conservation and careers. I used to think energy was only an issue in my house, but now I realize that it's an issue affecting the whole world. I'm Anthony Jauregui.
You're listening to a Youth Radio podcast. The story you just heard is part of our Curating Youth Voices series. For more stories and features in this series, visit our website, youthradio.org/series.